Yeah, I have to get to the Lord Instagram mystery in just a moment, but we should maybe address this text here. Lindsay, can you read it from somebody unnamed in the 801?
I'm sure you never spend any money on anything frivolous, huh, Lindsay?
And this is based on the stat we were doing about the Golden State Warriors?
I believe so. When I said it, it hurt my heart that they could have fed like a whole bunch of homeless people in reading the stat.
With all the champagne they bought and wasted on the floor instead.
Yeah, I absolutely
spend my money. Yeah, does your heart really hurt, Lindsay?
No, I spend my money on frivolous things and it bothers me. And I think about it and I lay awake at night thinking about how my money could have gone towards better things.
Really?
There's a lot of guilt there. So.
Let's investigate this because I, like the unnamed 801 texter, often spend much of my day in shame by sitting next to someone so holy.
Oh, shut up.
What is the last frivolous thing you bought, Lindsay?
Before I went out of town to Virginia for the wedding, I bought a new dress and I bought like some shorts and a shirt to wear.
Clothes.
Yeah,
clothes that you needed?
I don't need them.
Is that frivolous?
I have clothes.
Well, you can't go to your friend's wedding in rags.
Well, that's true. But that's frivolous.
It's not frivolous.
It's not?
No, the clothes are necessary items.
Right, but was it necessary for me to... Okay, how about...
I know the last... You bought eyelashes. There's nothing more frivolous than that.
I stopped doing... Oh, that is so... That was... Yes, that's right. That's frivolous, too. Mm-hmm.
Her many moonstones and spiritual rocks...
Those are needed.
Height of frivolity.
Those are needed.
I am defending you, Lindsay, and your frivolous purchases.
Oh, those are, the eyelashes.
Eyelashes.
The eyelashes were frivolous.
So, all right.
I can't justify that anymore.
Unnamed texter from the 801. Now, she is just as shallow as the rest of us when it comes right down to it. Do not be. Don't you worry.
Terrible.
All right. This Lord mystery is really, really interesting to me. Somebody had to do a little bit of a detective work on Instagram, but this guy is claiming that Lord may have had a secret Instagram account where she reviewed various onion rings from around the world. This is a reporter from New Zealand who has conducted an extremely thorough investigation into the Instagram account at Onion Rings Worldwide. It only had 24 followers, and they included Lord and several of her friends. The recorder became suspicious that Lord was behind it, so he asked her people who would not confirm or deny it, but then the account mysteriously shut down. Basically, there were reviews of onion rings from around the world on it.
Wow.
The reviews such as, this was a breaded red onion ring, a bit of a heavy, dry mouthfeel, rated 2 stars out of 5. Tempura onion ring. Very good, thick, sweet onion and delicious chewy batter served with a slightly spicy, non-traditional sauce. 4.5 stars out of 5. Burger King. I didn't know Burger King did onion rings, and a good thing I didn't because they are not good. Mulched onion filling with distinct bitterness. 1 star out of 5. Which might be another tell because what American, if this person was American, doesn't know that Burger King has onion rings.
Right.
Even I knew that. I just think it's hilarious that it sounds like it's Lord. She's not exactly denying it. Loves onion rings enough to create a fake Instagram account to review them.
And only a few people knew about it. I think that's great.
Fun fact. One might say Lord's a frivolous way that Lord is using her time. The high and mighty Lord, just like Lindsay.
I forgot about the eyelashes.